In an ongoing investigation concerning the gruesome murders of the four University of Idaho students, police have now delved deep into the digital trails left behind by the prime suspect and the man charged with the murders, Brian Koberger. New court documents reveal that investigators have zeroed in on Koberger's online searches, particularly focusing on queries related to knives. This is where shit really goes downhill for defendants quite often, because the online searches, and if they bought something, to me, is almost more damning than DNA evidence or fingerprints, because it really shows you what's going on in someone's mind when they're not speaking out loud, but what they're searching for, hence the search engine queries.
I'm surprised they didn't do this a lot sooner.
Well,
Aren't you?
I'm sure they have been, but now they're trying to zero more in on the knives themselves. The importance of this digital probe stems from the fact that all four victims were stabbed to death. The authorities are yet to locate the murder weapon, which is a crucial piece of evidence tying the case together. Koberger, the individual at the heart of this chilling case, made an appearance in court in Moscow on September 13th. The primary question at the moment is, could his online search histories provide a much-needed clue to the puzzling case? Keep in mind, there is a gag order on this case. As much as there is that's been leaking out over the course of time, there's that much more that is we're not going to know until there's actually a trial. Understanding a suspect's digital footprints can often lead to breakthroughs in investigations, a source familiar with such probes has said. Documents uploaded to Koberger's case docket this week provided insight into the depths of the investigation. Apart from the Amazon search history, which is the center of the probe, other digital platforms are also under the scanner. Warrants have been issued for Koberger's data across Apple, PayPal, Venmo, Spotify, and YouTube. It's going to be interesting to see what they find on these sort of things. Specifically Spotify. I'm curious if there was a soundtrack, if he in fact did this, if there was something really dark he was listening to, or what... You know, what does a killer put on in their car when they're making the drive back from Moscow to their home? What are you listening to? Is that like, Seals and Crofts? Is that
Metallica? Maybe? That's what I would choose Metallica, but that's just me.
Is it Lady Gaga? Maybe a little, who else can I throw in there to the mix? I'm trying to think. I'm so like not current on most music these days, so...
Music to Murder By, that would be the playlist.
Hey, I should create that on Spotify and see how long it takes. I mean, what would be disturbing is how many people would subscribe to it. They'd be like, yes! Like, okay, maybe we should take a look at all these people who press subscribe. Right. There'll be entrapment there. Delving deeper into the details, the Lata County Police in Idaho explicitly sought Amazon's assistance for, and this gets interesting, detailed customer click activity pertaining to knives and accessories for specific periods in 2022 from March 20th to March 30th and again November 1st to December 6th. From the looks of it, the tech giant has been cooperative, forwarding the relevant information to the authorities. And that's interesting because it's not just what did you go to, it's click data. This goes into the what will Amazon suggest to you sort of thinking. It's essentially, and I did see the affidavit. I don't have it in front of me, but essentially what it's doing is asking for all the data of everything they looked at, but then everything else that then Amazon has in their power that would then say to them, oh, we should suggest these items to this person based on what they have already looked at or purchased, which is kind of scary because that can be pretty much dead on to like what you're looking for. And
it really could. And I'll tell you, I've in the last probably 2 to 3 weeks, I've been seeing a lot of caskets in my suggestions, and I really would like it to stop.
Caskets?
Yes.
You can buy a casket on Amazon.
Yeah, you can.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
What can't you buy on Amazon?
Well, I guess that could be up for debate because there's a lot of people who will make interesting claims about weird things. What was it? Was it Wayfair? I think it was Wayfair. I could be wrong. But there was an internet conspiracy theory out there about certain cabinets that one could buy that were ridiculously priced, that had very bizarre names and descriptions to them.
Okay.
And the theory is that when you bought it through whatever the site it was, you're buying a child.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know.
I think wasn't that a fake?
I don't know. I mean, the fact that I did see some of the listings and it made no sense. It could have easily been as simple because people use bots and all sort of stuff to third party sell as an affiliate. And it could have just been something that got screwed up in a bot trying to like sell a cabinet and somebody put a crazy high price tag on it. And didn't think, and they're just, you know, it's just done in mass. That could be a reasonable explanation. But the conspiracy theory is that, I don't think Wayfair actually delivers the trafficked child to you, but there's something, I don't know. I mean, it was a weird conspiracy theory, and it was, very disturbing on the surface. I don't know how a major company like that would be able to swing that and not be caught, though, so... I don't know.
I think it was just somebody screwing around and it became this conspiracy theory and it wasn't really true, but boy, it sure looked like it could have been.
The subsequent warrants served to Apple on August 1st were also very comprehensive. Authorities demanded exhaustive account information that encompass emails, attachments, instant messages, and data stored on the iCloud. By August 9th, the trove of information was in the hands of law enforcement per the filing. So they are going through it right now. Magnifying glass also extended over PayPal and Venmo. Investigators requested specific data ranging from specific names to billing information concerning that period, June 22nd to December 31st, 2022. Notable that this timeline is right up to the day before the dramatic arrest of Koberger at his parents' residence in Pennsylvania. So we'll see where all of that goes. I think it's going to be very telling. And it's also, like I said, interesting to me because it's almost asking Amazon to give us, they're asking Amazon to give the data of, well, what, almost AI-like, what would you suggest that for this person if they've been looking at this or that, what are other likely things? Now, if he just had knives pop up by suggestion, that doesn't necessarily mean there's anything there, but it would be interesting, and I think the smoking gun would be if he did, in fact, purchase one somewhere in that time window.
Yeah, that would be problematic because that is the murder weapon. So how do you explain that you purchased exactly the murder weapon, but it wasn't you? You didn't do it.
Well, we have the sheath, so we know what type of weapon would have been in there. And I don't know how you would explain that at that point. There's a lot to be going through here. We'll see where this all goes. Just more and more, I guess this one, not one that's looking good for the Koberger camp, as this piece of evidence has come in and they're looking very closely at that digital data, that digital footprint, which I think will end up being the death of him quite literally.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.